AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, and it's the podcast.
Gee, it's a good show if you missed it. All things B for me, The Bachelorette. Well, you lost $5 on this bloke. He is out. Bonsky. We spoke to Jimmy James, my favourite. And speaking of favourites for me, this is bucket list stuff. Doesn't get better than this. We had an amazing chat with Ben Elton, our director, playwright, writer of Young Ones. Amazing guy.
Yeah, and also our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull checked in with us like every Thursday. And I gave my wife a bit of a spray with a list she left me because I've got 3 days looking after my son. Yeah, it's always good. We know the GC600's on this week. And Mark Winterbottom joins us. Frosty, you're known as... you're going okay in the championship, but it must be always good to get up here to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's good up there. We love it, and track is really cool. But the big thing we normally go for is the sunshine. But in Melbourne, we've got Queensland weather, and up there you've sort of got our weather at the moment. So
one hot day doesn't make a summer. Come on.
Well, we've got shorts on, so that counts. But yeah, normally it's really hot up there. But you know, the weather looks like it's going to be difficult, and the track is really crazy as it is, let alone, you know, add some water to the recipe. So going to be tough, but always a fun weekend and great atmosphere, and always damaged cars, always someone gets a surfboard. There's highs and lows, but it's always a good weekend.
Hey, I do want to ask a very, very important question, Frosty. Look, I have two events on the one day. Unfortunately, we always have the, you know, there's always a corporate ladies' day that you guys come up and say hello to, full of beautiful ladies in their beautiful outfits. Well, I can't host it this year, so these two will be dressing as ladies hosting it for me.
Beautiful.
You've seen many a beautiful woman at the races. Can you please give some constructive feedback on, you know, what exactly to wear? There's a certain code, and you've got to be comfortable and practical as well.
Well, I think Spider's legs are amazing, so I think a knee-high pair of boots and just some little shorts, maybe the old footy shorts, put them on with some knee-high boots.
Oh, wow.
Slightly shaved, like don't go the full shave. Like, show a little bit of hair to be manly still. But
wow.
But I think you can pull it off, to be honest. And pretty well go straight from that lunch straight into the Miss Indy competition and just wrap them both up at once. You know, like, get it sorted, an easy afternoon, take the chocolates and go home.
Frosty, I'm concerned that every V8 driver we've spoken to has talked about how incredible they all think that Spider's legs are.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Visibility in the rain's awkward. My visibility is a bit awkward at the moment. But just fake it till you make it, you know. Just go for it.
Well, I'll be coming down to do a pit walk Friday afternoon. Can't wait to see you. I'll be going, hi, Frosty.
Oh, don't you dare.
I'll be running.
And you can't grab your pants
did
then.
Sorry.
Hey, Mark. No grabbing of bits.
Good luck at the Gold Coast 600 over the weekend. You need a good couple of wins. Head back up towards the top of the championship. Good luck.
That's it, mate. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Spray's going on left, right and centre here. Just before we get into your spray, Spider, AJ, are you getting your tan? I've just told...
This is ridiculous.
Em, who's doing your tan?
Emily is gorgeous.
Yes, but...
And,
Nikki Mitchell's two-hour tan.
Nikki what? Oh, sorry. I thought you said...
And you have to make sure your legs are nice and brown. What? It's a good tan.
I tell you what, Peter, all this CrossFit work's finally starting to show. I don't mind. There's a bit of definition around
He's
here.
He's been saying to Emily, gee, look at that definition in my calves and my quaddies.
He's not.
Yeah, and he's asked for a second coat.
Of course he has.
He has, of course he has.
Oh, that's wrong.
When she said bend over, I thought it was at my doctor again.
Oh my God, I don't want to see that in the G-string. Anyway,
Today's spray, I want to have a spray at a lot of, mums out there. You know, the mums out there that, Sheree, my wife's gone away.
Mr. Brave Pants. Here we go, mate.
So it's only Boston and I. So it's only Boston and I at the moment. So, you know what? Why do parents? Why do mums have to leave notes for the father? Why do they have to leave notes just
because
for
you
the
can't?
Fun?
You don't know what you're doing.
Have a listen to this. This is what I get out of her notes. It's like, have make sure, and it's pages long, and it's like, eat this, yes, yes, yes. Go there, yes, yes, yes. Be here. Don't do this. Make sure you don't do that. Now you're, remember, you're the adult. You're not the child. Boston, you're not stupid. You're 10 years age. Don't be stupid. It's only for a few days. Surely I can trust you. Think. Can you please just think?
All valid points.
These are kind of all... This is what she writes down.
Yes.
She writes them all on a couple of pieces of paper. Don't be stupid.
Yep.
Try and be normal.
Yep.
Act your age for 72 hours.
Yep.
Answer my phone calls. And
please
don't
do,
leave
otherwise Cherie calls me if you don't answer your phone, for God's sake, please.
Don't leave him anywhere. Eat properly. So, she leaves all these messages.
Fair
all
call.
These around the whole house. You know what I say to those?
Oh, you idiot.
Oh. Rip them up. They are not worth the paper they're written on. So their parents out there, mums out there, when you go away and leave the kids with their fathers, they can look after them.
Oh, that's hilarious. You just ripped that up. That's life.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Well, she's on a flight already.
Doesn't mean I won't get this audio off and play it back to her.
It's a little more sticky.
Of course you are. That's the fake tan.
But you're looking good. I tell you what, look at that six-pack. That's that tanning
you
solution can come out.
You look, you're straight off the plane
from
Bali.
Right, aren't I, Peter?
Oh, my God, you two are loving it. If you two were women, which you are dressing up tomorrow, if you two were women, you would be so far up yourselves, you two.
We'd live in Main Beach.
Oh, you would be so... You know what? You'd want to be in the social scene all the time in the paper. That's what you'd be.
Chasing
anyway,
him down.
Peter, even your tattoo's got a muscle on it.
Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. I don't even want to... there's muscles growing left, right and centre right now with you two talking to each other. Okay. Now, look, the Bachelorette, what's happening too, women are gathering at night and having little Bachelorette parties. It's so funny. Testing my friends last night, we were like, I don't think I'd go for any of these blokes, but we're getting down to the pointy end.
Oh, yeah, only four to go.
That's right, and this is what happened last night.
Sorry, James.
Jimmy.
I adore James.
Aww.
He's really sweet and caring, but he's also very serious and structured, which is very opposite to me.
Oh, but maybe yin and yang matches.
Exactly.
Jimmy James, he joins us now. Buddy, what happened, Jimmy?
Oh, no, Devo.
Jimmy, Paula Abdul sung it best. Opposites attract. I thought from day one, I said to my sister, he's the winner, hands down. Let's just forget about the other idiots in the house.
Don't start me on it.
Yeah, no, it feels like I had the weight of the nation on my shoulders.
You did.
Pretty biffle on.
You did.
Look, James, I think Sophie's got dollar signs in her eyes.
Oh,
no,
stop it.
No, seriously, that's what
I think. He's the accountant.
Well, yeah, I know. And James, you owe me $5. seriously, I went to Ladbrokes. I saw you a couple of weeks ago. I've watched the Batchy One episode. You were there. You're in love with Sophie. It was such an emotional time. You dragged me into the show. You dragged me in that much. I went to my Ladbrokes account and said, I've got $5 on Jimmy to take it out. I got you at $8 and now I've wasted my money.
Oh, mate, I'm Devo. I hate a bad investment. So, unfortunately, you've just got to kind of, play the game, pretend that you're in there. And that's been the hardest thing, you know, walk around the streets here and sort of smiling and everyone thinks that you're, you're in.
Oh, that's tough. Are you still single?
Yeah, no, definitely. I've been pretty behaved. Like, I've just sort of been laying low and, just kind of like waiting for this to sort of to finish so I didn't give away the ending.
Well, you don't need The Bachelor. We've got the perfect girl
for
you. Camille, our producer,
Camille.
Is absolutely
come in, Camille.
In love
come
with
on.
You.
Come on, quick,
and
come on.
Hi,
no,
Camille.
She is. She's beautiful.
You've
she's
got
newly
five seconds.
Single.
Yep.
She's blonde. She's gorgeous.
And look, Camille, are you? She's very organised.
Yeah,
you're
she is.
Organised.
Oh,
Camille, say hello to James.
I'm actually not that organised. Like, hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to kill them.
I've never seen you that red.
Stop it.
No, she is very organised, beautiful girl, petite,
loves
paddleboarding, and, really organised. So actually she's just a younger version of Sophie Monk.
Yes.
Perfect.
This is a good switch-up.
Sounds perfect. Mm.
We'll find you a paddleboard, James.
Currumbin Creek, the alley, right?
Yes!
Oh, that's her favourite spot.
That's her favourite.
We are starting to get this wheel of love happening.
You are in. I have one more important question to ask, and it's really bugging me. How do those roses stick on so easily? She, like, sticks them onto you. What is it? How do they stick on?
So before the rose ceremony, they get a polo in there with a bit of magic.
Oh, stop it.
No, there's magnets. Everyone's got a magnet stuck on their lapel.
Oh, underneath.
There you go.
And, and it's just because she just puts it on and it stays there. There we are. That's all I needed to know.
We didn't know what was going on,
See, the mysteries of the Bachelorette
are solved. James, are you happy you did it?
Oh, 100% happy, I mean, you don't know how it's going to be. You don't know how you're going to kind of be perceived and... look, it's been nothing but positive. So, you know, and I'm stoked. Yeah, really
Mate,
happy.
You played it perfectly. Australia loves you. You really did play it really well.
Camille.
No, you did.
You.
And Camille will organise that for you. Okay, so get down here, get to Crumbin Creek. We'll organise a paddleboard session.
Sounds awesome.
We'll put you back on hold so Camille can deal with the call.
Yes, just hold on.
Thanks,
Jimmy,
James.
Jimmy.
Hold on for a sec.
Malcolm. Prime Minister, geez, you have a gait on you the way you were running into question time yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe generating some more electricity. Look, Australia is facing electricity outages and you've come up with some interesting ways to conserve power over summer.
Well, let me say, Bridge, first of all, on the gait and the run into Parliament, I did work up some static.
Oh, yes.
As I went into question time and I arced. Between me and Julie Bishop. Still, there was no expression on her face. There hadn't been since 1997. Anyway, we need to face the grim reality that we are using too much power, and so we are offering incentives to people to switch off, which include movie tickets, massages, non-sporting, a go in my kayak, a jog with Julie Bishop, and a workshop, a beauty workshop with Michaela Cash, where she shows you how to tighten your own face. Because it really is as tight as a drum, old Michaela.
Yes. But Prime Minister, you still got to ask the question, why are we running short of electricity anyway?
Yeah.
Well, I think we all know the answer to that, Spike.
Wow.
When the warmer weather... I'm sorry?
Do we?
Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Oh, thank you.
When the warmer weather kicks in and all the constituents in the eastern suburbs, I'm talking Watsons, Potts, Vaucluse, up the Piper where I live, they all fire up their pool filters, creepy crawlies, barracudas, zodiacs and gators.
Oh, yes.
And it takes enough power to actually light up the Gold Coast. But leaves are really unsightly in the pool, aren't they? So it'd be nice if the pool switched off. Headed to the shopping centre. They like going up the mall. So get up there, have a chocolate milk and some durries or what have you, and let us clean the pool.
Prime Minister, now you've had some run-ins with Lisa Wilkinson, but you've heard she's leaving the Today Show and going to TED?
Bridge, I had heard that. Finally, some showbiz news I can sink my teeth in. Yes, Lisa has constantly cut me off in the past in interviews, but I do admire her. I do find it interesting, though, she's leaving Nine because of a pay dispute and going somewhere where she won't be paid. What's she going to do at TED? Join the crew at Ramsey Street and become Dr. Carl's new love interest? Become a judge on MasterChef and blow out like the other three tubs of lard on there? Going to report for Eyewitness News or maybe replace Arthur on Studio 10? Anyway, good on it. I like Lisa, but why does her husband insist on wearing that ridiculous bandana?
I don't know.
He's not a pirate, is he?
No.
He's both four of a man.
Oh, Prime Minister, what are you singing for us today, please?
Well, I've been going through some 70s classics
in
the Bentley Collector. And join in when you know the words.
Oh, please.
All right.
Why are you in so much hurry? Is it really worth the worry? Look around and then slow down. What's it like inside the bubble?
Does your head ever give you trouble?
It's no sin.
Trade it in.
All together now. Hang on.
Help is on its way.
I'll be there as fast as I can.
Hang on.
Terrific. I'm singing that one to the electorate and to the economy.
Well done, Prime Minister.
Oh, sounded awesome.
Before I go today, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM rocks the Vodafone GC600 on the Goldie. Get out there and see the cars. Good on you.
We've got a very special guest on the telephone. He's produced or directed a brand new film, an Australian film, you could say, because he's been living in WA now for quite a few years. He's been dragging himself to our land for the last 30 years. He is an icon, an absolute icon. He's a legend in comedy the world over. Not only that, but also in movies, directing movies. He's what are the early shows?
Bridge? Well, he's an English comedian, author, playwright, actor, and director. We love him, and he's done many musicals, but very well known for his political satire in writing The Young Ones and Blackadder. We're talking about Ben Elton.
And the new movie is called Three Summers.
This is an honour. I've never, ever had the chance to talk to you. This is a big deal. You are a big celebrity.
Well, yes, and thank you so much, Bridget, for that. I'm surprised we haven't spoken. I've been 30 years flogging my white pommy ass around this big old country and pretty much spoken to everyone over the years with 15 novels and various productions of We Will Rock You, etc.
I do want to know, if you could put on the top of your own, not the wiki page, the top of your own biography, what would you write down the first? What is the proudest professional baby that you've conceived?
Everything I've ever done has been the best I could do at the time. You know, I think an artist should always follow the advice of Polonius in Hamlet, who gave the advice, above all, thine own self be true. You know, I haven't always got it right, but I always know that I thought it was good at the time. It was what was exciting me, it's what I was into, and I wrote it, and you can only hope that people will enjoy it. But in terms of the most surprising hit, I suppose, it was my very first Australian project, which was Stark, nearly 30 years ago, a novel I wrote when I first met my then-girlfriend, and I was visiting Australia because I'd fallen for this Australian girl, and here I was. I wasn't known over here at all. I was quite a big celeb over in Britain, but I'm kind of unknown here, and I didn't have anything really to do, so I wrote a novel all about a pom, you know, kind of visiting Australia, and that was Stark. And in Britain, it was a very big hit, but a lot of people said, oh, well, you know, you're a TV celebrity, easy to get a book off, but I wasn't known at all in Australia, and it went to number one, and I kind of proved to myself I was a novelist, not just because I'd been on the telly. And I was very, you know, that success in Australia was a wonderful thing for me, and the beginning of a very long and very happy Australian story, which continues to this day as I chat to the Gold Coast.
I grew up on a diet of British comedy, and I want to know, with Mike and Rick and Vivian and Neil from The Young Ones, I mean, it's still such a cult hit that works even nowadays. Are they based off real people, or do you just pluck these people from the sky, from your brain?
Well, with the Young Ones was based on people. You know, that was Zach, and Aid was doing a kind of version of Vivian in his sort of student review stuff, and Nigel had done, had done the Neil character as a kind of solo cabaret turn in festivals in the late 70s. So that was when Rick came to me and said, look, you know, I've got this chance at the BBC, and we're doing all these characters at this club called The Comedy Store. You know, would you like to try and sort of hammer it all into a script and try and make it into a sitcom?
I often get our bosses roll their eyes at me or blink and just stare when I try and tell them, and see if you believe in this as well, Ben, you've written many musicals. I always try and tell them that breakfast radio is like a musical. We have music in between scenes. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think it's a very interesting concept, and immediately the kind of developing side of me as a writer goes, actually, that'd make a bloody good music.
Oh, yeah, do you want to write something together?
It's the first time I've ever, in my entire time of doing literally hundreds and hundreds of radio interviews, thousands, I've never actually thought of an idea. You know, well, you thought of it, not me, but I think that's an exciting thought, yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
Ben, I'm chuffed. You know what? You've got to do the pitch. I'm just going to take this little bit of audio, I'm going to send it to people and say...
You're very welcome. That's not a bad idea. But I'll be interested to see how you get on with that.
Yeah, thanks. Well, now I'll have to check in with you. Now I've got to be accountable for my suggestion.
You're a wonderful human being, mate. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, man. All the best.
Cheers.
See ya. Bye.
Ben Elton with us on the show.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.